Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, The Traitors is a wildly popular show, so here comes the BBC with a celebrity version, and brace yourself, the just-released lineup contains real celebrities. Orla Condon is co-host of the of Pod Save Us, the reality TV recap podcast. Orla, good afternoon to you.
How are you keeping? Are you excited for the new season?
Oh, totally. Can't sleep or anything. Was it anticipated that the B would do this?
It's long been rumoured. We've been hearing rumours since as far back as kind of August, September last year, with names starting to float up around October. So we've been kind of waiting for this announcement, and it finally came confirmed in the last week that it is happening. We've got our cast, and like you say, a lineup of people that most of us will recognise by name alone, which is very encouraging.
Yeah, that's the kind of odd thing, because oftentimes on celebrity versions of reality shows, the people who are doing it, kind of, it will be a benefit to them to do it. None of these people, I would think, or the vast majority, would need to be on a programme like this, given the risks involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we compare it to Celebrity Big Brother, which aired last month, you saw kind of maybe 70% of that cast being relatively kind of generally unknown to the wider public, with a couple of big names in there to leverage kind of the viewers in. This is a very, very healthy lineup of 19 celebrities. There will be a few maybe that are more unknown to you than others, but a good kind of 7, 8, 9 people there that you should know by name alone, which is very encouraging. Many of them are fans of the show. I would guess that plays into why they want to take part. It is a show, a reality show. So yes, it can be exposing for the celebrities who take part, but this is very much focused around the kind of game playing and winning of the game. And I don't think it exposes them in the same way that shows like Big Brother or I'm a Celebrity or the likes would. And it's 9 episodes filmed in a kind of different way. So I think an easier maybe sign up for some celebrities who might be a little bit hesitant of joining on for a reality TV series.
The thing is, though, I think what might be different about this in the sense is that the people who are playing they don't know who the traitors are, but they probably, a lot of them probably know each other or have a sense of each other and probably a stronger idea of who might be lying.
Absolutely, yeah. And that will all play into kind of the differences of this series versus the main show. Obviously, the main show, the participants are all unknown to each other, bar the kind of few surprise revelations that we get usually along the way of couples or family members who are on there. But these people, a lot of them will have overlapped in their careers kind of over the last few years or in the decades they've been in the business. So that will both be a help and a hindrance depending on whether they have been chosen to play as a faithful or as a traitor.
Yeah. Now, to go through just some of the names, Daly, the diver guy, he's not going to, he'll be rubbish at this. He's too kind of fresh faced and honest.
This is what a lot of people are saying, right? Like, surely he's not going to be able to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. I would be curious to see if that plays in his favour. I mean, if he got picked as a traitor, could he use that innocent, you know, exterior to convince people of his innocence in the game? Who knows? People have pointed to some of his sponsorship work on various adverts to say that his acting skills aren't great. But this environment is an unusual one, and things like intelligence and that kind of stuff don't always mean that you're going to be a successful player. So maybe his innocence could be something that could work in his favour.
Actually, on that point, yes, Stephen Fry, also a very known quantity to pretty much everybody. And I imagine he might be too clever by half here.
He might be. That's, and again, it will very much depend on what role he plays on the show, whether he's a faithful trying to uncover who these traitors are with no information, or if he's a traitor trying to avoid being captured by his other contestants. He is a huge fan of the show, by all reports, so will have done hopefully his homework, which is often very helpful when they introduce kind of twists and turns along the way. So he will be very interesting to watch. But like you say, familiar to probably everybody in the room in some way or another. So that will be somewhat of a hindrance for him.
Charlotte Church, now, people, you know, she's mixed taste, shall we say. She has a kind of a Bovril effect on people. Will that work in her favour or not, do you think?
Again, it could. It depends kind of what role you play on the show. I do think people who kind of sit back and stay quiet for that first week or so usually tend to kind of float through those first kind of vote-offs and don't raise as much suspicions. I think any characters that go in with a big personality, with a lot to say early on, are usually the first ones that are kind of picked off or chosen by the traitors to be kind of scapegoats that they can kind of pin evidence on. So she will have to play her cards carefully in the first few days, I would think, to kind of ensure her survival.
Yeah, and Jonathan Ross probably now, I would say he's almost definitely, because he's an enthusiast of this kind of thing. So he would be there because he's a fan.
Yeah, yes, but the same thing would,
yeah.
I did see a compilation this week of him on The Masked Singer just making random and wild guesses on that show. So I worry that maybe overconfidence could be a problem for Jonathan Ross on The Traitors.
Yeah. Alan Carr. Yeah, I'm not sure about Alan Carr. He might actually be, you know, he might be underrated going into this.
Yeah, I think he could be. I think people and people who know how to kind of socialise and chat really comfortably with lots of different people often tend to do well because they're getting bits of information from all around the room. And Alan could be a very good person for that. Obviously very sociable, very outgoing. Again, he could fall victim to kind of being too big of a character early on, but certainly a big name that many people will be keeping an eye on as well.
Yeah, interesting. Paloma Faith. Yeah.
I'm excited for Paloma Faith.
Are you?
Yes. I think this is going to be a joy to watch.
Yeah. In a car crashy way?
I think a bit of both. I think she could strike on genius by accident. Like, I think she could pick someone as the traitor by accident and actually be correct. I think she will be very willing to kind of throw in her opinions on things. She's also just flamboyant and funny and entertaining. And I think those kind of personalities are always great in a game that can get very tense and very stressful. So you need those kind of characters of humour and kind of seeing the light in things. And I think she will be a very, very funny addition to this series.
Yeah. And Kate Garraway and Claire Balding, you couldn't say that about either of them.
I think Claire Balding could be cracker at this. I think she
really?
Could be great. Yeah, I think she could be great. She's so kind of stony faced and strong. And I think if she's picked as a traitor, she could be very, very interesting to watch. See how she strategizes and kind of manages the narrative to try and keep herself concealed. I'm hopeful Claire Balding will be a traitor. I think she could be interesting to watch.
OK, when will this be on our screens?
So we haven't got a confirmed date, but they have said autumn time on the BBC and the BBC iPlayer. It's going to be 9 episodes, so a little bit shorter than the main series. But I'm guessing that's going to work out to 3 episodes across 3 weeks in the autumn time. So I am very, very excited. If it's anything like the main series, it's going to be a joy to watch.
And it'll be Claudia Winkleman again.
Yes, who is absolutely perfect on this show. I'm not a big fan of her on Strictly or any of the other stuff that she's at the minute, but she fits so perfectly on The Traitors. She adds such a level of authority and humour to it. So she will be back for the Celebrity spin-off, which will be great to see.
Okay, and it'll be no doubt it'll be huge when it arrives. Orla, thanks a million for talking to us. That was Orla Condon there, co-host of Pod Save Us, the reality TV recap podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.